supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer and just thank God for his goodness, for his mercy. The Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, you will delight in God, the mighty one, and look to him joyfully and boldly. You'll pray to him and he'll listen. He'll help you do what you promised. I'm reading from the Message Bible. You'll decide what you want. And it will happen. Your life will be bathed in light. And so in the Amplified, it says, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. And so I just want to encourage you this morning that as you make those decisions of what you desire from God, and then you do the work, know that God's favor, his light, will shine upon you. And so right here and right now, we want to declare and decree that we will begin to feed our mind only good thoughts. We won't waste our mind's time on idle thoughts. We'll only let good things into our mind, because then only good things, only God things will happen to us. We'll only let good words out of our mouth, because we understand that what we say is what we get. We can decide what we want. We will decide what we want, and we will get what we want. Thank you, God and me. And so I've become so clear in understanding that my words, my thoughts really create my environment. It creates the space that I want to be in. And so I've been challenged to really work in that area of my life that, oh God, help me. Lord, allow, Father, guard my mouth, Father, that I won't speak certain things that I don't want to happen, because understanding that I have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have all the good, all the God that I desire. I have this power, right? I have this power. Why? Because I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I am defining and declaring that the God in me is my answer right now. I am defining and declaring God in me as my completeness. Hallelujah. I am defining and declaring God in me as my health and my happiness. I am defining and declaring God in me as love. The love of God in my heart brings me together with all the right people for every right purpose. I am defining and declaring God in me as my success and prosperity. My life is running over with success, prosperity, and abundance of money to enjoy and share. I want to speak to that what we're doing is we are creating our environment. We're speaking Our life is running over with success, prosperity, and abundance of money to enjoy and share. So even as we're decreeing that and declaring that, we're creating this atmosphere. God, open up so that I may, that I believe this, right? You have to first believe the things. And so you may be saying, Pastor Tanya, I'm speaking these things, and right now it don't align with what it looks like in my life. So then what you have to continue to do is you have to continue to do that work. Even as you are speaking this, you are meditating on this. God, my life is running over with success, prosperity, and abundance of money to enjoy and share. It doesn't look that way in the natural, but you understand that it's first spirit, because everything that you need is already inside of you. So when you begin to, we're speaking these things that are that. I'm not going to say that or not, they are that. However, your consciousness has to catch up with what you are seeing in the spiritual realm. And as your consciousness catches up, as you continue to speak, as you continue to declare, what happens is you are creating this atmosphere. You are bringing that thing is already happened, but you have to believe it, and you have to do the natural work in order for it to manifest. I hope that makes some sense. Mm-hmm. I make it my business to think right, to feel right, to talk right. I only want good for myself and everyone else, because I know that I'm God's child, and I know I deserve the best. I want you to say, I know
that I
deserve the best.
Deserve the best.
I know that I deserve the best.
That I deserve the best.
I know that I deserve the best.
That I deserve the best.
Amen. I see myself as God sees me. I see myself as the divine expression of the presence of God within me. God in me is my everything, and I don't have to worry about anything. God in me is my everything, and I don't have to worry about anything. God in me is my everything, and I don't have to worry about it, anything. That is the truth of me. I program my life for all the good that I desire. God in me is my health. I reject the appearance of disease. I program my life for success and prosperity, knowing that my destiny depends on how I program my mind. I consciously program my mind for what? Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I program my mind for all the good that God is. Thank you, God, in me. Right here and right now, I open my mind to all the great possibilities within me. It is through the presence of God in me that all things are possible. The mind of God in me gives me great ideas, which cause me to prosper and make me successful. The God in me is always giving me new and better ideas. I see myself with the abundance of money. It's through the presence of God in me. I know it is possible to enjoy all the riches of life, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Thank you, God, in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, and welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. So listen, get your Bibles, get your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to this word, because listen, this day, look, David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. See, you can't do anything about tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised. See, you can't do anything about yesterday because yesterday is already gone. You need to be able to live, move, and have your total being in the present. Okay. Faith is for bringing future into the present. You know, what's the Bible say? That God, even God calleth those things that be not as though they were. And it's funny what you were talking about, Tanya, is that today is the 329th day of the year. Okay. And according to my AI, it says that the 3, the 2, and the 9, 3 represents divine completeness and perfection, symbolizing the fullness of God's work. The 2 represents agreement, unity, and covenant. Okay, oh, come on now, covenant. A covenant is a contract between you and God that can only be broken by death, highlighting the power of aligning with God and others. And the 9 represents fruitfulness, finality, and divine judgment, signifying the completion of a cycle and the manifestation of results. So together, the 329 represents a season of spiritual completion, covenant alignment, and fruitful multiplication, making it a day of divine partnership and manifested abundance. Listen, we are in the season of 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. And today, what I believe that the Spirit is saying, that if we will get into alignment and believe, okay, faith is not just believing. We have to put some action with that. Even as Prophet Tanya was saying, faith is belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action. So when we begin to add action to what we're believing in our heart, and I believe God wants us to work with the heart today. What you believe in your heart, okay, it's going to begin to activate what the Spirit and the prophetic release of this day has for us. The date, November, the 11th month and the year. The 11 represents transition, alignment, and preparation for fulfillment. So we are in our month of transition, alignment, and preparation for fulfillment. Faith, sometimes God will tell you to stand still. It doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. It means that you're preparing for the next word to be released in your life. And this 24, because we're getting ready to end the Roman Gregorian year of 2024, because next, you know, we're getting ready for 2025. But the 24 represents priesthood and worship, reminding us of our calling to align our lives with God's will through worship and service.
Amen.
Amen. And then the month of November symbolizes, the 11th month symbolizes a bridge into the promises of the next season. Spiritually, it calls for a reflection on how God has brought you and for readiness to step into new beginnings and multiplied blessings, okay?
Amen.
So what we understand is, now, you know, you were talking about, you know, changing the thoughts. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Okay? How you think, good, bad, or indifferent about yourself and about everything around you, it says right here, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Does the Amplified have a different version of that? Now,
I don't think so.
Okay. But then, going to the New Testament, for all you New Testament believers, amen. Mark 11:22 and 22-24 says, "For Jesus answered, saying, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have." Come on now, prophetically, this is Jesus. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you have received them. Past tense. Here is that faith. Okay. Believe you have received them already, you shall have them in the now. Okay.
And that is the work that I think challenges us mm-hmm. as humans.
Right.
Because we are not taught how to deal with our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We are not disciplined, right? And discipline is the consistent human effort to create space in your life, spirit, soul, body, and financially in order to achieve a certain task. And so it's that consistent human effort to create space. So we go with whatever thought we have in our mind oftentimes,
mm-hmm.
instead of really rightly dividing and really dealing with those thoughts, we go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't practice, we don't, you know, because the Bible talks about casting down imaginations, mm-hmm.
pulling every thought into captivity.
That scripture, I mean, we could do a whole seminar. We could spend a whole year on that because we don't do that because we lack the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So we want these things to happen in our life. God, the Bible says that God delights in our prosperity. Right. Does he not?
Right. He has joy. That's
he right. delights. It's just like when a mom and dad love their child and maybe their child has been believing or wanting something and they're able to provide that child and the joy. That how many of you there's something that you wanted and you got it, and there was such joy that came to you because that thing I've been wanting this, you know, I've heard some kids, I've been wanting this all my life, you know, for Christmas, you know, all their life, they're 6 years old, but they've been want that they know what they want,
mm-hmm.
and so so as a parent. When a child has done the work and they're excited, you know, they want to bless their kid and there's such gratitude and joy. And it's not a coincidence, but we're in a season of gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. This is Thanksgiving. And so God delights when you are happy, when you are get the things that you desire. But because we are not disciplined enough, because we haven't disciplined our mind. And I say we, because I'm not saying that I have arrived, because it's work.
Mm-hmm.
It's work to cast down the imagination, to bring thoughts, every thought that's not like God. It's work. It's work because it's easy just to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we begin to do that work, when we begin to make that decision, when we begin to believe God for what we want and have the corresponding action, the corresponding faith, the corresponding effort, and then we see that manifest. My gosh.
You see?
My gosh.
See, Brother Doug even says, God gives us such magical, inventive
imagination that.
Filled with life.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Father. See now here's the thing. Here's the thing, because sometimes we think that just because we're talking about God and faith, we think that God doesn't have an imagination. We think that God doesn't care about what we imagine. You know,
well, where do we get the imagination from? God himself, when he created us.
Well,
because he placed himself in us, right?
Right. And that's why Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. When we understand this, first of all, 2 Corinthians says, what we see in the natural That's is right. not real. It's only temporary.
That's right.
But what's going on in the spirit, the things that we cannot see, that is eternal.
Stop telling your kids not to dream and imagine.
Mm-hmm.
See, kids, they got this thing down packed.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them something, they'll believe it because they don't know anything else, right?
Yep.
They'll believe it. They'll believe it. And so what happens is we become these jaded adults and we forget how to dream. We forget how to create. We forget how to use our imagination, because in your imagination is that creative power that God has given you to get the things that you need in order to live an abundant life. Mm-hmm. I would that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That your prosperity comes through your imagination.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. Well, I know that we are right where God wants us to be, because looking at my chat, the prophetic thing for today, the 9 and 329, okay, the 329th day, symbolizes harvest, multiplication, and fulfillment.
Wait, today is the 329th day?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'd already said that in the beginning. But Galatians 6:9 says, now, check this out, because this is how everything aligns up. There's only one spirit, okay? Let us not be weary in well-doing.
Whoa.
Come on now. Let us not be weary, what? In well-doing.
Wow.
Come on now. James said like this, without faith, without works, is dead being alone. See? Oh, wait. First of all, I got to go up to verse 8. He says, no, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Now, we use this for sowing seed, but this is not the only place that we use, because remember, everything in God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Your imagination, your thoughts are a seed to manifestation. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But he that sows to the spirit, when you grab a thought from God and you begin to sow into that thought, he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. And
what scripture is that?
Galatians 6, verse 7 through 9. Because I want to see what verse 9 says up in the Amplified.
Galatians
6, 9. And let us not be weary in well doing.
Wow.
Okay. In other words, and this is why we got to make sure that what we're doing is what God has called us to do, because God activates his power on your life. He puts his super on your natural to do what he called you to do. Mm-hmm. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Here it is. For in due season, not a hoping that a season is going to come, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not.
So the Amplified says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged.
Come on now.
In doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap if we don't give in.
See, here's the thing. Now, wait a minute. Go back to what that said. What did that say? Do not what?
Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap if we don't give in.
Okay, here's the prophet now. The devil's working overtime to get you discouraged.
Absolutely.
When holidays come, the spirit of discouragement tries to hit you. That's why if you look at the statistics around holidays, like Thanksgiving, around Christmas, these holidays that should bring joy, the suicides and things like that go up. Listen. The enemy is trying, God and the enemy are trying to, they combat for the space of your thoughts, your thought life, your mind, your space. When the Bible says that God breathed into Adam and Adam became alive. Why? Because his soul, he breathed and Adam became a living soul. He didn't say a living being or a human. He said a living soul. Why? Because I believe that when God breathed or spoke into Adam, because he was putting a part of his mind into our mind. This is why if we walk in the mind, Paul said, put on the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ says, hey, Father, why have you forsaken me? Then he'll say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Okay. This is how we get into the habit. If you look at the Olympic athletes, they train and they train and they train 4 years at a time for one special moment. Man, other countries, they begin training kids at 2 and 3 years old, putting them through training their mind, it's harder once you get grown to start training your mind because, you know, come on now. When you was a kid, listen, when I was a kid, I didn't have no fear. I used to do flips and things off of, you know, I lived in Cincinnati and my uncle taught us, you know, karate and he taught us gymnastics. We used to tumble, you know, Cincinnati have those apartment complexes that had long things of grass and we used to tumble. We used to have tumbling competitions with kids from other schools and things like that. And man, my big brother used to tell me to do things, and just because he was my big brother telling me to do it, I did it. I didn't even think about it. Why? Because that's my big brother. I knew he wasn't going to do anything to hurt me.
You trusted him.
There we go. Have faith in God. Oh, come on. Now, Jesus said, if you trust God, no, believe in God, then believe also in me. When we understand today, God wants to activate your supernatural imagination. Oh, come on now. Your supernatural thought processes to bring his purpose, to bring his goodness, to bring what he promised you into living manifestation in your life.
And I don't even, it's not about him activating. You got to activate it because he's already given it to you.
Right.
So it's already, God's promises are yes and amen. Mm-hmm. It's not everything we need. God's like, I've already given it to you. Mm-hmm. It's already inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me a while and I'm still, God, what do you mean it's inside of me? I have given you all things pertaining to life and God.
Godliness.
He's already done it. No, he's like, daughter, I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe? What work are you willing to do? What work, what changes are you willing to make in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
What action are you willing to take? Because it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
It's already done.
That's right.
It's already done.
And see, and you have to, if we can begin to get this revelation right here. You're not on earth trying to reach up to God to have him do something for you. No. The Bible says, how can two walk unless they be agreed? Mm-hmm. First of all, Luke chapter 17 says the kingdom of God is within you.
It's already
now. Here. Listen, get beyond what your man-made humanistic thoughts of heaven is. God says everything that heaven is and what comes with heaven, I have enclosed and in-housed within you. Which means, now listen, I'm about to say something that's gonna mess people up. If God is omniscient, okay, that means he put all of himself and everything that he represents within you so he can be with you 24/7.
Wow.
Which means, now listen, it's gonna sound like, okay, now you getting out there, prophet, you getting out there, pastor. If God says, let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness, and let them, check it out, and let them have dominion, his omniscience is in me, which means I'm omniscient with him.
Absolutely.
That wherever he is, absolutely, I'm connected to everyone who will believe in faith. So when I'm believing God, it's not just me by myself, because if the kingdom of God is within me, everything that believes like God begins to believe for me. Come on now. Come on. Well, come on now. We got to believe this. See, we're trying to look at this thing like we're disconnected and we've got these individuality things. Yes, we are different and we have a path, but our paths are all interconnected together. Yeah, so we can, so we can have dominion. He said, let them, he said in Genesis, he said, and let them have dominion, which means our dominion is connected to somebody else's dominion.
The power of one.
The power of all, right? We've been teaching about the power of all ever since last year, right? The power of all.
Of all.
See? Oh my God. This is why when God separated the languages, when God did all that, just to bring it back together, because when we read about Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, but then you go back and you read Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, God reconnected all. God reconnected He reconnected 3,000 souls at one time that were not even in the same room, but they heard what was going on in the spirit with 120. Stop. Listen, everybody's destination might be different than yours, but you all have the same purpose, is to fulfill. Do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season. Now, what God is saying prophetically about this day is this day has already been activated in your fulfillment. There are some things. Luke chapter 19. Oh, let's go there. Come on now. We are still talking about 5780. Listen, this all is connected. We're going to Luke chapter 19. Someone type, it is so. Luke chapter 19. Oh my God. I hope you're getting something this morning. Because listen, trust me, when we begin to look at things and how God looks at things, and whoo, my God, Luke chapter 19, I believe we're going to start with verse 41. Verse 41 and verse 42. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 and 42. And when Jesus was come near, he looked at the city and he cried over it, saying, if you had known, even thou, at least in this day, the things that belong to your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. Because the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, listen, here's how powerful the all connective is. The very thing that they were praying for, God sent it, but because they didn't like the way that the package came, the leaders of the city caused the people that followed them to miss out on God's blessing also. Because the Bible says he wept over the city. Not over just over the few that would follow him from city to city. He said he wept over the whole city. Why? Because he says, if you would have known. So what the Pharisees and Sadducees was doing, they were under the influence of the enemy trying to say that can't be the Messiah because he didn't come like this. Okay. They have been praying for thousands of years for the Messiah to come. They have been believing. But do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Okay? It wasn't until Acts when it starts with Cornelius before Acts, but when you begin to see how God begins to put his plan and the plan begins to come to fruition, that wait a minute, Jesus had to come this way, because if they would have listened to the scriptures, they would have known. Wait a minute. Did Mary say she's pregnant, but she had never known no man? Wait a minute. That sounds like the scriptures. How many times do we negate what God's trying to do in our life just because it doesn't come the way that we think it should come?
Amen.
It's our thinking that causes us not to reap, not God. Not because he didn't say it. Not because he doesn't want you to have it. There are things that belong to your peace. There, listen. I got some things in my peace that when I become debt-free, totally debt-free, okay? Now, I'm already debt-free because I already received. I believe and I have received it already. Now, I work out my own salvation in fear and trembling to bring the promise to pass. Okay, I add works to my faith. I pay off the bills and the debts. Okay, how God shows me I sow seed into God's kingdom. He multiplies the harvest. So that way I will have, listen, it's funny. And I was sharing this with Sister Patricia yesterday. I said, it's funny how God can create a system called seed time and harvest. And say, look, if you give me what's already mine, I'll multiply it back to you in four different ways from how you sow it to me. Jesus said like this, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back, give unto your bosom. He says, look, Psalms. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So it's all God's anyway. He says, if you just break me off a piece, I can use that to fulfill every promise I've designed for you to have. Every fulfillment of the promise. And look. I know it sounds crazy. Look, if you have issues, sickness, disease, infections, anything going on in your body, when you sow seed, you can claim your divine health and healing, because behold, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. When you sow the seed, believing that your seed has been connected to your health, now God can bring it to pass. And everything that you do, if God tells you to get up and start walking 15 minutes a day, if that's going to lead you to your divine health, then you do. You put the work. That's the discipline. This is the discipline. Doing what God tells us to do to, so that way the promise you're believing for can be fulfilled. What do you say about that, Prophet?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we have got to understand the power behind discipline.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit gave me that definition. Discipline is the consistent human effort to create space in your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, mm-hmm. in order to achieve a certain goal. Mm-hmm. So that goes back to us understanding what is it that we desire.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know it's not just, well, God, I'll be satisfied any way you bless me. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
God says, no, I have given you the ability to think. We are thinking beings.
That's right.
We can create. We have the ability to critically analyze this mm-hmm. beautiful brain that we have.
Come on.
So then we can begin to discipline our brain and our mind and our body. Is it easy? I'd love to say, oh, yeah. And it's because we have not disciplined ourselves that that is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing a lot of different work in my life, and it's like, wow, God, I just see how undisciplined I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be intentional and do the work. You've got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not taught enough in the body.
Mm-hmm.
We think God is this magical genie or this big Santa Claus in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, I already done it for you, children. I've done it for you. Do you believe and are you willing to do the work to manifest the things that you're desiring?
Mm. It's funny. One of the things that we need to understand is God is bound by his covenant. He's bound by his promises. Anything that God said, he's bound to what he spoke. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And then he says to those that received him, He gave them the power to become. The power, God's ability. So even when we read Deuteronomy 8:18, and can you find Deuteronomy 8:18 in the Amplified? Now, in the King James, and I'll read from verse 16. He says, verse 16 says, "Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he might humble you and he might prove to you to do the good at the latter end? And you say in your heart, my power and might of mine hand has gotten me this well. But then he says, but you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant that he swore to his fathers as it is this day." God gives you the power to get wealth. Now, this is not just talking about money, but he says that he gives you his ability to get the things that will prosper you. He's talking spirit, soul, body, as well as financially. When we think about spirit, soul, body, and financially, you know, it's funny talking about discipline. I was sharing with the drummer of the band last night as I was doing sound for their show. And he was asking me about the college and the program that I just signed up for the next 2 years to put the work in to get the degree, because the goal is I'm going to end my teaching career teaching on the collegiate level. Okay. Now listen, God can give me a job as a professor without the MFA. Okay. But he said, "Good morning, Sister Trina."
Good morning.
But God says, "Listen, you're not going to be doing this just for you. People are going to see your faith, what you did to be diligent and disciplined. It's work. Okay. This is going to be work for the next 2 years. My focus has to change from being a teacher in, you know, junior high and high school, you know, okay, to elevating my mindset to be able to teach adults who are on their path of purpose." God says, "The gift that I put in you will be able to elevate their purpose." Okay, I'm gonna say it again. What God does in your life, when he allows you to be seen by others, elevates them in their purpose.
Amen.
Come on now. Somebody's watching you. Somebody who you might not even know that's watching you. And when they see you walk your path of faith, their faith is increased. Paul said, "I was the chief of sinners." Okay. But look, he says, "Look, my God shall supply all your need." Okay. When we begin to understand that our life, our being is not our own. We're all connected in this power of all, in God's kingdom. We're all connected. The kingdom of God is within you. And when you begin to walk toward those promises and things, the vision of God, write the vision down, make it plain. Why? So he that read it, not you, he that read it can run with it. Oh, come on now. People, God is saying what he's doing in you, people will read what you've gone through and be able to run. Come on now. Hey, glory. I felt that right there. Write the vision down. Make a plan. He that read it can run with it. God created the heavens and the earth through his thought process. Creation starts in the mind of God. So God created everything. Then when he spoke everything into existence, he looked back and saw what he spoke, and he said, it's good. And then he blessed it, the empowerment to prosper and be successful. Do you see how God's kingdom thought pattern and thought discipline works? Jesus became our ultimate example. The disciples saw him go off and pray. Man. The disciples saw him heal. They saw him deal with the woman that was caught in the adultery. They saw him heal the blind man. They saw him deliver the Gadarene man. They saw him walk from city to city. They saw him in his first miracle turn water to wine. They saw his life purpose, and it caused their life purpose to be activated. And in Acts chapter 2, their life purpose was multiplied into 3,000. Oh, come on now. Jesus was one that multiplied into 12 that gained 3,000 on the first day of ministry. What do you say that? Say that, prophet.
I mean, ditto. No, this is good. This is good. This is about, I was looking at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse
17, 18 is good.
So it says, I looked at it in a message. It says, if you start thinking to yourselves, I did all this and all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine. Well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all the wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors.
Come on now.
As it is today.
Ah. Wait. The promise that he promised to who?
To confirm the covenant.
Come on.
That he promised to your ancestors.
So the covenant wasn't even with you. It was with someone before you that they didn't live to see the promise fulfilled. But because they believed, just like Abraham, go come on now, because Abraham didn't see Jesus. Glory. But he saw Jesus coming. Oh, come on now.
Say that again.
Abraham, he wasn't there with Jesus, but he saw Jesus coming.
So could it be that it was his faith? That it was his faith. Mm-hmm. The patriarchs and our ancestors' faith. They saw something that didn't even exist yet, but they saw it. They saw it.
Okay. Now, look, Galatians 3:29 says this. Okay. Here's how powerful God's covenant is. God's covenant. Now, listen, I'm going to say something, then I'm going to prove it to you by the word. God's covenant was not with Jesus. I'm going to say it again. God's covenant was not with Jesus. It was with Abraham. Woo! Now, can you find Galatians 3:29 in the Amplified? I know it by heart. It says, if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Abraham was the seed of faith.
What verse?
Galatians 3:29.
Oh, I'm looking at it in the you were Abraham's descendant according. That was message.
Yeah, we need to amplify for this. I want you to get this. God fulfilled a promise to Abraham by Abraham being the foreshadowing to his connection with Christ.
So it says, and if you belong to Christ, if you are in him,
come on,
then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to God's promise.
Wait, spiritual what?
Heirs.
Wait, say it again.
Spiritual heirs according to God's promises. So if you belong to Christ, if you are in him, then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to God's promise.
If you cannot receive your connection to Abraham, you're cut off from the covenant promise of God. Okay. Now listen, I know that we've been taught in churches and ministries to focus on Jesus, but you can't forget the history. How Jesus came about. It was God saying to Adam and Eve, prophesying to the devil, look, her seed is going to stop on your neck and break your head, devil, because you did this, because you tried to mess up my plan. Look, your end is I'm throwing you, all your followers, and everyone who comes after you into the lake of fire forever. But then he says, her seed. God said, her seed is going to break your neck. Okay. Then he says, wait a minute. Abraham, listen, leave your father's house, your country, your kindred, and go to a land that I will show you. Then we hear about Moses. Oh, come on now. Moses delivers the people, Abraham's people. Why? Because he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God was trying to show our lineage. Oh, come on now. Woo! Come on now.
So the Message Bible says in verse Galatians chapter what?
Three.
Verses 28 and 29. In Christ's family, there's no division into Jew and non-Jew.
Come on.
Slave and free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Also, since you are Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendant. Descendant.
Oh, come on.
Heirs according to the covenant promise.
Now listen, here's what you got to understand. This is so good. And we're going to get ready to sow our seed and let you guys get on with your Sunday morning. Listen, when you understand that God had to re-kickstart his plan that he started with Adam. Now, when you remember what God said about Adam, he says, let us create. The word wasn't man, it was Adam, which means mankind. So that means every seed that would come from God into this earth was inside Adam. Then the Bible says that God breathed into Adam and Adam became a living soul. Adam wasn't the only soul living because every seed of souls that would come after Adam received life at the same time. Why? Because God's always, his power of all is always connected. God breathed, Elohim, into Adam, into us. And everything, every purpose, every promise that God spoke in verse 26, let us create Adam and let us create man in our image as our likeness. Okay. Everything that God did to get it back connected through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, okay, Ephraim, all Manasseh, all these, David. Then we come down through David and Solomon. See how he's going through families? The Bible says that David, because he was a man after God's own heart, that God said, my lineage has to go through David because his descendants shall always be on the throne. And then we go from David, and then you go on and on and on and on. And then you get to Jesus. And then he says, look, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place, in one accord, and the Spirit came in, and they were all filled. God rebreathed into us at Pentecost. Come on now. He took the 12 that was multiplied to 120 and rebreathed into us, okay? When you read, Acts chapter 2, okay, it says, and the tongues of cloven fire sat on each and every one of them, and they were all filled and began to speak. And then 3,000 that were connected to those souls began to hear on the outside of the door. Amen. Listen, let's connect with our living heritage, with the covenant of God to his sons, that were created to have dominion over this earth. Let's connect this morning by the covenant. Let's connect. He says, behold, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God's kingdom, God, how God works, is within you. It's connected to Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Good morning, Sister Michelle. Oh, man. Listen, let's understand that your seed connects you to your destination and your purpose. Your seed, when you sow seed, you give God, high glory, you give God permission to, to intervene on your behalf. You give God permission to work behind the scenes, that the promise that he spoke to your forefathers, you reap where you didn't sow. So let's tell the people the two ways that they can sow. Well, two other ways that they can sow here. Amen.
Man, the first way that you can sow into the ministry, because we know, not that we believe, we know we're good ground. Restored Ministries, if you look on the left side of the slide, the first way you can sow is through PayPal. You can use our handle at Restored Men, I-N-T-L. Or you can take your trusty, handy-dandy smartphone, take a picture of that QR code, and it'll take you right there. You also can sow. The second way you can sow is through Zelle. Zelle is a banking app, right? And it's so important, whether you like technology or not, it's here. And it ain't going anywhere, and it's just going to advance. And so it behooves you to get into step and alignment to what God is doing, what God is allowing to do through technology. Anyway, you can use Zelle, which is a banking app, and you will use our email address, restoredmenintl@gmail.com, in order to sow your seed. You also can sow your seed through Cash App using our handle, $RestoredMI, $RestoredMI. Also, you can go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org to sow your seed. Remember, the seed may leave your hand, it may leave your bank account, but it will never, ever leave your life. What it does is it multiplies so that you can reap the harvest.
And this is why we are in a season of multiplied and abundant grace. See, whenever God does something, you can see it from Genesis all the way through Revelation. He says that he said, be fruitful and multiply. That's our first command. Be fruitful and multiply. Okay. Oh, come on now. Now, he says after this, that the next way that we can, second type of seed, is through Ezekiel 44:30. And he says, and the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, of all, of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or speak or prophesy the blessing to rest in your house. So when you put it into the hand of the priest, it opens up the mouth of the priest. Can you share with them the second way to sow? Amen.
Yeah. So the teruma was an offering, again, as we just read, that was given solely to the priest to help them be sustained. That's how the people would bring the teruma into the temple, and they would give it directly to the priest. And so in this house, in this ministry house, if you will, Pastor Michael Bryant is our supervising priest. And as we just read, that priest would then pronounce the blessing, not only over the person that give, but their household, everybody connected to them. So the ways that you, and your teruma is likened unto 2.5% of your increase, because there was various percentages, if you will, of offerings that the people gave. right? So you have your tithes, your tenth. And so the teruma was likened unto 2.5% of anything that you brought in, you gave to the priest. Does that make sense? And so the ways that you can sow to our supervising priest, who will then cause the blessing, speak the blessing as a representative of God, God supernaturally gives him this. There's an anointing when he begins to profess the blessing over those that are sowing the teruma. And so the way that you can sow the teruma to Pastor Michael Bryant is you can use this PayPal. You can use PayPal. You can use this email, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. Again, you can use PayPal using his email, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. The second way that you can sow your teruma, your 2.5% to Pastor Michael, if you recognize him as a supervising priest in your life, is you can use Zelle and you can use his email, michael@rtuproductions.com. The last way that you can sow your teruma to Pastor Michael is through Cash App using his handle, $MDBryant. Remember, the seed may leave your bank account. It may leave your hand, but it will never, ever leave your life.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow. Father, I speak that the favor is with God and with man. Father, everything around them begins to get in alignment with purpose, with covenant. Father, I thank you, Lord God, because of your covenant, you said that you would give them the power to get wealth, to establish your covenant. Father, I declare Deuteronomy chapter 1 that says that you would multiply them 1,000 times greater day by day. Father, I speak multiplication and increase. I speak divine health. Father, you said by your stripes, they were healed. Father, if anyone's dealing with any type of sickness, yes, ailment, infection, disease, Father, I speak the blood of Jesus to cover them, spirit, soul, body, and financially. We cancel debt. We cancel cancer. We cancel heart disease. Father, congestive heart failure has to cease. Father, we send forth a cease and desist. High glory. Prophetic seed, high glory, cancer must decease and desist, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Mutating cells must stop in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we come against mental health issues, Lord God. Who? Depression, bipolar, schizophrenic, high glory, oppression, for anxiety, fears and phobias must cease and desist. Father, I declare and decree right now, oh God, woo, my God, debt, poverty, lack, insufficiency must cease and desist in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I speak forth multiplied grace, favor, and peace in their life. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, we want to thank you for joining the broadcast today. I know you got something, but listen, we thank you. Please continue. And we lift up the Jeffcoat family. Father, I pray a word of supernatural healing and recovery to Prophet Jerome Jeffcoat. High glory. Hikesha, devil is a lie. You can't take him out in a car accident. And we just speak for the comfort of the family. Father, we speak for the comfort of the Hawkins family. Fetty Hawkins lost his grandmother. So we speak over the family right now. Peace, joy, and comfort. In Jesus' mighty name. And listen, we thank you for joining in. Don't miss next week. Don't miss the Daily Bread. Be blessed.